All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, after last month's circus between Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather, boxing fans get an opportunity to see a real showdown this Saturday night in Las Vegas, and it is going to feature Canelo Alvarez taking on Gennady Golovkin in order to determine who is the undisputed king of the middleweight division. Now, Golovkin enters this contest with a perfect record of 37-0 with 33 knockouts. He is also in possession of the WBC, IBF, IBO, and WBA middleweight championships, while both the vacant Ring magazine and lineal titles will also be on the line. Now, Golovkin's knockout streak of 23 consecutive knockouts came to an end in his last match this past March at Madison Square Garden against Danny Jacobs, where Golovkin scored a controversial unanimous decision over Jacobs. Triple G is 35 years of age, and you have to wonder if his skills are beginning to decline. Why? Because you look at his last two fights. First, with Kell Brook, and Kell Brook took everything that Triple G had to offer, although Triple G did give Kell Brook a powerful shot to the eye in the first round, which did cause Kell Brook to bow out after the fifth round, while Danny Jacobs took all of his shots in the last fight at MSG. Now, Triple G's trainer, Abel Sanchez, will contend that Jacobs did not take the mandatory weigh-in prior to the fight, so nobody knows how much that he came in after the initial Friday weigh-in. So you just have to wonder if Jacobs was 175 pounds, if not bigger, going into that contest in order to absorb the punches. But make no mistake about it, I've been saying it for the past few years that Triple G and Canelo Alvarez needed to get it on, and finally they are getting it on. And I think a lot of that has to do with Canelo Alvarez's trainer in one Oscar De La Hoya. Oscar does not want his golden boy, no pun intended, to sit out there and take a loss. And I mean, you look at a guy like Triple G 2 or 3 years ago, I really think he would have knocked Canelo Alvarez out hands down. But that might not be the case right now, as he is 35 years of age. And make no mistake about it, Canelo has a stellar record of his own. He's 49-1-1 as a professional with 34 knockouts. And you look at a guy that has fought some solid boxers. He's fought Floyd Mayweather and lost. He fought Erislandy Lara and won a controversial decision. And he got a controversial decision in my book over Miguel Cotto, just for the simple fact that it was the judges had it as a very one-sided bout. And if you watched it, it was nothing of that sort. But fast forwarding to this Saturday night in Las Vegas, I think we are going to be treated to a good old-fashioned slugfest, because both of these guys are going to stand in the middle of the ring and trade punches throughout. And there are many people who don't feel that the fight is going to go to distance. But I will say this. This is going to be the strongest opponent that each man has faced. And you look at the difference between both fighters. To me, Canelo does it with the headshots, whereas Triple G does it with the body shots. That is going to be different. That's the difference to me in this fight, and which guy is going to be able to inflict more damage first and get into the psyche of his opponent. I think this fight is going to start off slow, as each man is going to attempt to feel and figure out his opponent. But I think by the time that the third round comes around, I think that both of these guys are going to have the opportunity to turn it loose. And it's going to be who is going to get his opponent in trouble first. Now, I know that there's going to be a big Mexican contingent out in Vegas to cheer on Canelo Alvarez, as he is the pride of Mexico right now. And I know Triple G is going to have his fair share of people as well from Kazakhstan. But make no mistake about it, whether you are in attendance for this contest at the T-Mobile Arena or whether you are watching it on pay-per-view, you are going to be in for a treat. It is really tough to go against either one of these guys. But I'm going to give the slightest of slight edges in this one to Canelo Alvarez. I think he's the younger and a little bit stronger fighter right now. Don't get me wrong. Triple G himself has something to prove in this one as well. But I'm going to give the very slight edge to Canelo Alvarez in this one. And thus, I think he goes home with 6 championship belts this Saturday night. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park, there is always next June when the Cyclones take the field once again. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 2 in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.